Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Thursday, April 22nd, 2010. Troops detain civilians from the West Bank and tanks invade areas in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinian civilians were injured and one international peace activist was detained on Thursday while protesting against the construction of the Israeli wall in the town of Beit Jala near Bethlehem, southern West Bank. Homeowners, along with Israeli and international supporters, gathered to stop Israeli military bulldozers from cutting down olive trees to make way for the wall. Israeli military bulldozers resumed work on Thursday at this location, ignoring Israeli court rulings. Media sources said that the Israeli soldiers accompanying the bulldozers attacked the protesters using batons, injuring two locals and detaining one international supporter. Israel announced its plans for this section of the wall back in 2006. Residents and the municipality of Beit Jala went to court to challenge the legality of the wall and were still waiting for a decision when the construction started last month. The lawyer managed to obtain a court ruling to halt work 2 weeks ago, pending a final court ruling. The new section of the wall in Beit Jala will annex a nearby settlers-only road and destroy around 75 acres of land owned by local farmers. The wall will pass right through the front doors of 35 families and destroy olive trees dating back to Roman era. In other news, Najib Kawasme from Jenin, northern West Bank, sustained light wounds after soldiers attacked him while on his way to work Thursday morning, local sources reported. Earlier in the morning, 15 Palestinian civilians were detained by Israeli troops during military invasions targeting West Bank communities. Elsewhere, Israeli tanks and bulldozers stormed on Thursday the village of Abasan al-Kubra in southern Gaza Strip and destroyed farmlands. Witnesses told local media that tanks opened fire at residents' homes as bulldozers uprooted trees and destroyed farmlands owned by local farmers. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.